I'm Steve O'Dell with Mission Network News. What does it mean to pray it forward in the context of Iran? Stick around to find out. Later, Christians in the world's largest Hindu nation celebrate a legal win. Our top story, with thousands executed and thousands more arraigned, chaos and heartache continue to plague Iran. Rita El-Monayer of Sat7, a Christian broadcast ministry in the Middle East and North Africa, says human dignity begins with the gospel.
I think it's a human right issue that you know that there is a God that loves you and he sent his son to die for you, and then you will have eternal life if you believe in him.
Rather than seeking ultimate resolution from political powers, El-Monayer says the Iranian people need to turn to Jesus for deliverance.
I pray that people in Iran will be liberated, will have the freedom to express their religion, Christians or non-Christians. The women will have, you know, their rights too. And they will live in freedom like any other country in the Middle East, well, to a certain extent.
Please pray, especially for those turning to Christ, that they would persevere and be strengthened by the Holy Spirit as they walk this narrow road. Pray, too, for those ministering to the lost.
Our first rule is share the gospel. Share the gospel, and then also be there to encourage the church and to help our society.
Check out missionnews.org for more ways to pray Iran forward. Also, current events in Iran are closely tied to its past. Farshid Mehdi of Transworld Radio explains why. First, Iran, or Persia, appears prominently in the Old Testament books.
In Esther, Nehemiah, Habakkuk, Ezra, and also in Daniel, in all these books, you see the Iranian people and the king of Persia are supporting Jewish people.
This way, they helped prepare the way for the coming Messiah.
This is showing that Persia had a relation with the God's plan.
Second, Islam is not native to Persia. Muslim armies conquered the region in the 7th century, and though Persian identity endured, earlier religions were suppressed. Islam took root. Then, the 1979 Islamic Revolution reshaped the nation's political system.
They changed the name of Iran, Persia, to Islamic Republic of Iran.
Many Iranians see the current Islamic system as disconnected from their identity, and it fuels their protests for Reza Pahlavi's return. Finally, Mehdi points to God's promise in Jeremiah, quoting,
I'm gonna put my throne in Elam.
Elam was an ancient kingdom in what is now southwestern Iran. The passage says God will restore his glory to Persia. Many Iranian believers hold on to this promise. Join them as they intercede for their nation. Meanwhile, there has been a recent win for religious freedom in India. In a ruling publicly released February 2, the High Court over Uttar Pradesh, India's most populous state, stated that permission is not required for religious prayer gatherings held on private premises. The ruling came in response to frequent police interference against home worship, according to John Pudayite of Bibles for the World.
There was an act by a couple of states to try to illegalize basically prayer in the homes. You know, they're trying to attack the house churches and small groups or fellowships that are meeting in homes.
The court ruling was based on the Indian Constitution, which states individuals have the right to freely profess, practice, and propagate religion. This decision offers hope to Christians in India in the face of anti-conversion laws and increased persecution.
Many have been arrested under those laws. To date, no one has been convicted. So that's a victory on one side, knowing when the body of Christ is practicing, professing their faith, meeting for worship, things like this, they are protected by the Indian Constitution.
Pray that the courts in India would continue to show impartiality and hold firm in their reading and interpretation of the Indian Constitution, as they did in this recent ruling. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Join us here on Facebook, X, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Steve O'Dell.